98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, did you know that this Friday, the 14th of March, is World Sleep Day? Yes. Well, whether you ensure you get your 8 hours every night or you insist on a lovely Sunday morning lie-on, it's such an important part of our wellness. To give us some tips ahead of the day, we are joined by Anne-Marie Boyan. She is the sleep science coach and founder of the Sleep Care Company.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining us. Before we talk about World Sleep Day, we'd love to know more about your story. How did you get into the world of sleep coaching?
It was through my own struggle with sleep, really. I had insomnia for 2 years and I couldn't find anything to get me better. So I eventually found a way, and then I thought, well, there must be other people going through this. And I went back and I qualified as a sleep science coach, functional medicine practitioner, and now that's what I do. I help people every day with their sleep.
There are some nights where I only get about 5 hours, maybe 5.5, 6 if I'm lucky. So realistically, how many hours should we be getting every night?
As adults, we should be aiming for 7 to 9 hours sleep.
Right, so I'm way under that now.
7. Yeah, some people 8, some people 9. Teenagers and those in their 20s do need a lot more. Kids, babies need a lot more, but as adults we should be aiming for 8 hours.
Okay, so 8 hours every night. And I'm an early riser. I do this show every single morning, so I get up at 5:30, and sometimes I need to have a nap in the afternoon. So what's your thoughts on naps, Anne-Marie?
Naps are brilliant if you like that. Are an early riser, or you've had a bad night's sleep the night before and you need a bit of recovery. So power naps are great, up to about 20-30 minutes. In fact, NASA recommend, the space agency recommend 26 minutes ideally for power naps.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, but if you've got insomnia, don't be napping, because you need to extend your sleep throughout the day. But for everyone else, they are a lifesaver.
The question that you're probably asked a lot is people asking about the quality of sleep. Now, is there a big difference between a good deep sleep, you know, when you dream? Because sometimes I don't dream and I wake up and I just feel so groggy. But is there a difference between a good deep sleep or a light one?
Yes, you can see this if you track your sleep. We actually don't get much deep sleep. It's the N3. So there's 3 stages of REM sleep, and then REM sleep is the one where we dream. So that's the final one. But we actually, if you were to track your sleep, you only get about an hour to an hour and a half of deep sleep. So the key thing is to try and get that quality sleep. So that would be between the hours of 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. So that's the best time to sleep. So that's where all the heavy lifting goes on, where a lot of the human growth hormone happens, where we get our nice collagen regenerated, our brain is detoxified. So if you were to choose the best hours for sleep, that's when you should be sleeping, between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Okay, good to know. Thanks for all these tips now, because it's good to know all these things. But I want to ask you about phone use. Obviously, everybody is addicted to their mobile phones. And are you finding more and more people coming to you because they can't sleep because they're scrolling on TikTok?
Yeah, it's an epidemic, really. And it's, you know, you see it all the time. We are addicted to our phones. But I do recommend you ditching your phone in the evening, especially that hour before bed. You know, that blue light does disrupt your sleep. Again, if you wake up in the night, that blue light is going to disrupt your sleep. So that's one of the things that I really struggled with when I went through my insomnia. I was always on, couldn't get off my phone. So what I do now is I recommend a digital detox. So put away your phone, even if that's in another room, like if you don't trust yourself, put it away and go back to your old-fashioned alarm clock.
Yeah, see, I'm a serial scroller as well, Anne-Marie, so I think I'm going to have to start doing that as well.
Yeah.
Serial scroller. Are there any products that you feel could be incorporated into your nighttime routine to help kind of set you off in a good night's sleep?
Yeah, certainly. If you find that you're kind of stressed or you're wired but tired, your mind is racing, you could try the Voya rollerball. So that's using essential oils. It's a little rollerball you put on your pulse points, at your wrists, behind your ears, and it has some gorgeous aromatherapy oils.
The lavender thing, is it? Yeah, I've tried that.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Yeah. And then sometimes a shower or a bath works really well before bed. So again, that's going to, you know, cool you down, which mimics the nighttime cooling process, which helps our brain get ready for sleep. And there's another Voya relaxing body wash that works there. If you're not into baths, or rollerballs, then you know, you could do meditation or some breathing. I find some low and slow breathing before bed will also work. And then for others, magnesium is really good. Most of us are deficient in magnesium, so you could try magnesium glycinate or magnesium bisglycinate is the best one for sleep.
And Anne-Marie, what would you say is the best way to celebrate World Sleep Day? Is it a lie-in or is it going to bed early?
So whichever one you need. So for me, it will be a lie-in at the weekend. But otherwise, prioritise your sleep and aim for that. Although it's very hard to do, aim for that early to bed, 10 p.m. bedtime, and you'll be fabulous the next day.
Brilliant stuff. Anne-Marie Boyhin from the Sleep Care Company, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Chaos. Glamour. And loads of prizes.
98FM.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy, your chance to win fabulous prizes, your chance to have a bit of fun on air with myself and or Carl.
It's my favourite time of the morning, and Caroline, who's on the line, is very excited to play. Good morning, Caroline.
Caroline, hello.
Good morning.
How are you? You're on the David Road. You're on the school run this morning already, are you?
Yeah, myself and my two girls are on the way to school.
Lovely. What are their names?
We have Grace and Emma.
Well, very good morning to Grace and Emma. And hopefully you'll bring a few prizes home. They're going to help you this morning, are they?
They are. Emma is super excited because it's her birthday today.
Emma, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, very good. Shall we take a listen to the prizes that you guys could be winning?
Yes, please.
Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Who's at your door? Find out with a Ring doorbell.
Relax with a day and a luxury spa.
Win 100 euro to spend at a top Dublin shopping centre.
A toasty maker.
And a portable blender.
Oh, wow. AI fabulous. Rebecca's got even more posh since yesterday.
Hey, very posh.
Oh, la-di-da. Caroline, when you play along, how do you normally do?
We got three with you yesterday, Rebecca, so... We're hoping that we can get some tree today for you with yourself. Is that okay?
Okay.
Caroline, I'm going off to the booth. Ooh. Carl, you're in the hot seat.
I'm on the buttons. Okay, all right. Bye. Bye, Becca. Right. Here I am. I'm in the hot seat, Caroline. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm going into the envelope here. Right. Your first word this morning is road.
Road works. Yeah, road works.
Road works. Okay. Your second word this morning is cat.
Cat. Cat what?
C-A-T, cat.
Cat food.
Cat food. Okay. And your final word this morning is pizza.
Slice.
Pizza slice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got road works, you've got cat food, and pizza slice. Are you ready to lock in those answers?
We lock in, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're locking in. There we go, locked in. Rebecca, come back, you're wanted. She's coming back from the booth now. Here she is.
Crossing back.
Right.
Okay, let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. Okay. Your first word this morning, Rebecca.
Yes.
Is road.
Works.
Okay. Your second word this morning is cat.
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 Cat. I'm going to say dog.
Okay.
Cat, dog. Cat dog.
Great TV show.
Do you remember that?
I do. And your third word this morning is pizza.
This is hard because I'm in between two. Pizza Hut.
Hut. Okay. Have you guessed correctly? Rebecca Shackleton. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline.
Oh, dear. Did we align on anything?
You did. You got one right. You got road works.
Right.
Caroline said cat food.
Okay, that was good.
And pizza slice.
Oh, I was going to say pizza slice. It wasn't to be. Where are you? Caroline. Maybe we were friends in a past life, do you know? I'm sorry that we couldn't do it this morning for you, but we will send you out a gorgeous 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Have a great day and a big happy birthday to the little one as well, Caroline.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Emma. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 98FM's Big Breakfast. We're going to play Matchy Matchy again tomorrow morning. And if you'd like to play, 0877 98 98 98 is where you can send your messages.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.